Hello, this is the OR Gamecast, episode 9. I'm Nick, joined by Quinn. He's currently cooking a turkey, stuffing it with different things that you don't even want to know about. He got his fingers in there, he's moving it all around.
I think that's
so if you hear sound effects.
That's a little too intense, Nick. We don't want to.
I don't cook turkeys like
for
that.
Anyone under 18, I apologize.
Yeah.
For Nick talking about how I am fingering a turkey and it sounds like.
This podcast is rated M for mature.
This is rated M for man.
I actually used to put that at beginning of my old episodes. If a game was rated M, I'd put a little warning, but now I don't.
Wow.
People know if they're M-rated. I don't have to do it. It's YouTube. I can do what I want.
Do what you want, man. You own the place.
Do what I want.
You own the place. Exactly. You the PewDiePie,
you know,
of the
about.
YouTube scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Quinn's building this thing.
Oh, am I building this thing?
It's going to be glorious, I hear.
I hope.
I heard in the tabloid.
It's actually not going to be as glorious as one might imagine.
Not as glorious as my computer. It's a computer.
It'll probably be better than yours, but I'm not sure.
He's building a computer.
Yeah, I'm building a computer, everyone, alright? Cyber Monday is coming around, and for the last... Oh, man. So, since mid-January, my laptop, which was my main computer, had a crack in it. And it's been really terrible.
Yeah.
So I've had to deal with this for the last 10 or so months. And it progressively got to the point where I could not use the laptop screen at all. I had to get a separate monitor, and that's basically how my setup goes right now. I have my laptop on the table with the monitor turned off because it's just completely black for the majority of the screen. And then I have the monitor and hooked it up via HDMI, etc. And that's how I live my life nowadays.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
It is really horrible. It is. Trust me. Especially because
I don't know.
I can't even use the keyboard on the laptop because it's too far. Like, I can't keep the laptop in front of the monitor because then I can't see the monitor because the laptop screen's in the way. And then, so basically all the cool stuff about, like, my backlit keyboard on my laptop and all the fancy lights and all this cool stuff I spent lots of money on is useless. And
get your life together!
Just, like, I'm gonna touch it right now. It's covered in dust because
I thought you were gonna say something else.
Oh,
there.
Well,
it's covered in all these micronisms
and it's just
organisms, misms.
It's just sitting here collecting dust because I can't use the keyboard and it's really terrible. It makes me really sad. I'm not gonna lie, I am pretty upset about it. But I looked into how much it would cost to replace a screen. And it would probably, with tax, with shipping, with having someone install it, cost me around $1,000. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to spend $1,000 on a screen, I might as well just build a new computer for around the same price.
Correct. That is the correct answer.
And so that's what I'm doing. Now, my current computer is a i5 4-core processor at 2.7 gigahertz, 16 gigs of RAM, a 680M GeForce graphics card, and I don't even know the motherboard on here. But anyways, I'm looking to upgrade because that's what you do with building a new computer. So I'm looking to upgrade.
Agreed.
I have pretty much picked out the CPU. It's going to be an i7.
Nice.
6-core. Actually, my current laptop is using an i7, so it does have multi-threading. Anyways, so the new one would be an i7 6-core at 3.3 gigahertz with multi-threading, which is basically acting like 12 cores. Anyways, that's the good part.
Can I give you some tips?
Give me some tips, Nick.
Some tips? I didn't hear you mention this. You need a solid-state drive.
I'm actually...
Once you get one...
No, I'm not going to get a solid-state drive to be...
What?
Nope, I already have...
I recommend
I already have one in my laptop, and I...
Oh. Then why don't you get it?
Because... I don't know. Like, I have to think about this. I have to figure out whether or not the, RAM is compatible with the new motherboard I'm getting, and if it is, I don't know if I want to, like, unscrew everything, because this, like, the laptop is, like, everything is super close together, and
Well, you got a new solid-state drive.
Oh, I'm not, well, this is the thing, okay, so I'm blowing most of my money on the CPU.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing I don't want to upgrade in the future. I just want to keep it at least something that will be better than what I had and provide me with good power, processing power, for a couple years. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to budget myself to maybe $1,500, and I'm going to at least spend a good amount of money on the CPU. I'm going to spend a good amount of money on the motherboard so that I can, like, have expansions that I might need in the future. Like, if I need more RAM slots, at least I'll have...
solid-state drives.
Yeah, like, if I want to get a solid-state drive down the road, there you go. If I want to get a couple more HDDs, then I could do that. Yeah. If I want a Wi-Fi card, etc., you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for a solid-state drive during this Black Friday occasion, and if I find one, I'm buying you one.
I don't know about that.
And you're gonna put it in your computer and you're gonna like it.
I know they're fast and all.
You're gonna like it!
But the thing is, like, the solid state drives you would put into, like, a desktop computer are over $100, you know? And
that's why I said if I find a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but the thing is, I've been looking at PC PCPartPicker.com trying to find the cheapest of the cheap, and they're still pretty expensive. So I'm like, I could spend the same amount of money.
How much are you spending? Or what's your budget?
My budget is $1,500, and that's with tax and shipping.
Huh.
So.
Oh, yeah, tax. That's right. I built my computer when I lived in New Hampshire, and they don't have a sales tax. But I ended up spending $1,500 on my computer.
Yeah.
And, like, I have a solid-state drive and a Blu-ray player and whatever.
Well, yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but, like, the thing is I'm...
So why aren't you?
Because I'm putting more money into, like, the main features. If that makes sense to you, Nick.
What are you talking... My graphics card alone was, like, $500.
But it doesn't matter, because it's been, everything updates. So whatever you...
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you have right now, there's something twice as good. For
don't you say that to my face again.
Either way. All right. So the processor alone is $400.
Yeah.
So that's $400, like, already out of the $1,500.
Well, hopefully Black Friday will save you some money.
Hopefully, or at least Cyber Monday. I don't think they do really Black Friday deals.
Oh, I bought all my parts during Black Friday.
Okay. Well.
So keep your eyes peeled. I will.
And then so I'm trying to figure out if I can use my laptop RAM in the desktop, because then I could just take out half the RAM and have 8 gigs of RAM in my desktop until I want to get more. Yeah. I'm going to get a HDD 3 terabytes for, I think it's like 100 something. So,
right.
And then...
Well, if anyone has any tips, let us know in the comments. We know Quinn's not a computer guy from last week's podcast. He said some stuff about clicking links and getting viruses that were incorrect, but I didn't correct them because I was just like, that doesn't sound right, and then Chief called them out.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about Twitter spam, and I was like, oh, he posted a link, but the link didn't work, and you're like, that's good because it was probably a virus or something. But, like, browsers warn you if it's about to download stuff, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking...
Maybe I sound ignorant right now. I don't know. Chief, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not talking about a virus. I'm talking about, like, the auto-spam thing. So if you click it, it will have your account spam the same thing to your friends, you know? I wasn't necessarily talking about, like, downloading something. I was talking about, like, because...
Well, you said the word download.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well...
Okay, well, now we cleared it up. Now we know. Sure.
I was referring to, like, in Steam, there's a huge problem where...
Yeah. Well, I could tell Chief was pretty upset.
Yeah, Chief. Oh, my God. Also, Chief, don't comment on my old videos. I saw Nick commenting on my old videos, and then Chief followed you to it.
God. Awesome.
And I was like, oh, man. And I was like, just tell Nick that I was going to, like, remove the video. And then here comes Chief commenting on
it. I didn't tell him to do that.
Right. I know you didn't, but he, like, he's been watching our feeds like a hawk lately, I've noticed.
Well, good. I want more people doing that. I'll follow Chief's example there.
Anyways, besides that, I'm doing college applications. They're due the 30th. I'm trying to get them.
Can I go back to Steam for a
second?
Yeah,
go for it.
Because I got a question. Because someone added me yesterday, and I don't know who this is, and their profile is private. And I'm like,
okay.
I can't even see if we have friends in common. And I'm like, I don't know who this is. So if I add him or her, will it be like, this is going to spam everybody? I'm not. I'm just going to ignore it.
You answered your own question. But generally, if the person has a low level on Steam,
yeah, I had a zero.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a low level, then it's usually just like a spam account.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let's move on. Your college apps.
So I've been in college apps. They're due the 30th. I told myself I was gonna get them done by today. That way, I don't have to worry about them, and you know, I can just get them done, just get them out there. Don't have to worry.
I hear you say that like every
day. Yeah, that's true. But that's what I got going on. What have you been doing, Nick?
Doing
or not doing?
I don't know. I've been playing video games. I've been uploading videos.
That's oh yeah, I'm impressed. Great. I'm impressed with how.
Well, thank you. It just happened. I didn't even plan it.
It's good.
Like I posted my Escape from Dead Island review, and then the next day I found that Stumpy game, and I was like, oh, this would make a cool little video. So I made that, and then you said something. You like you should make more of these. But I was like, oh, I was only gonna, I looked through the list and I couldn't find anything. And then someone named Arrogant Gamer recommended stuff to me. And I was like, oh, I might as well make this video.
And then you did.
And then it just happened that I finished Little Big Planet 3. So I made a review of that. And then I had an idea for another video. Quinn will be happy about this one. A Lethal League video.
Oh.
So I made that. And that's going up tomorrow or the next day, depending on when this podcast comes out. And then this podcast, so that's already a couple days. And then I made another video about Borderlands, so I already have a couple lined
up. Man, see, you're on your way to the 15-day challenge, my friend.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even mean to.
Oh, man.
I got sucked in.
It's because you got the free time, Nick.
Yeah, that's because I've been, like, I haven't been working for almost 6 months now. I quit my job and moved.
Mm-hmm.
To get away from that previous job I had that I didn't like, to start maybe like a new life. I don't know what to call it.
A new life.
I'm still like the same person, yeah. So it's not a new life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different setting.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. There's two. I've talked to people and they're like, oh, when I didn't have a job, I was bored all the time and I was sad and whatnot. I felt down all the time because I was bored so much and I was just sitting around doing nothing. I'm the opposite. I've been enjoying life more now than when I had the job, so, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm bored, but I realize I'm only bored when I'm tired, like too tired to be like, oh, I should, like, I want to play a video game, but then I'm like, I'm really tired. I'm not going to be able to play it that well. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be fun. And when you review games, you try to avoid being in that state while playing them. So you need to, like, find it easy. That's like, I'll just hop in. That's why Lethal League's a good game, because I can just hop in and just, I don't have to, like, oh, I did bad. That doesn't mean the game's bad.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But, yeah. But I'm going to be looking for a job.
I've heard you say that all 6 months, though.
I know, but I think I'm near the end of the weekend.
End of the weekend.
I start. Well, I've been looking already and whatnot. Uh-huh. But
what type of job are you thinking about going into?
It's nothing fancy, but like I saw like a post for a grill cook.
Uh-huh.
Might try that out. Never had it. Like in high school, I liked cooking, and I was actually gonna go to college for being a chef. And then I was like, nah, I'll do animation instead. And then, so I never followed that. But I kind of got back into cooking a little bit recent when I moved. Mm-hmm. So might as well try out grill cook, maybe. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I might head over to, I'm not going to say the name, but there it's a retail store, but they have forklifts and whatnot, and I know how to drive a forklift, so I might just take the easy way out and go for that job, too.
I mean, you could always go with a game-oriented job, Nick.
Oh, I've tried.
You've tried, huh?
I've been looking at gamejournalismjobs.com and Odesk and whatnot, and it's hard. All the ones that are like, oh, we'll pay you, they're always like sites where I'm like, this isn't like, I don't like the, it's either I don't like the site or it looks shady.
Yeah.
And then I don't like the site anyways. But even if it's like, oh, this is an actual game journalism site, but oh, your Twitter account has this 20,000 followers, but your YouTube account only has 10.
Yeah.
And it looks like you posted 50 videos. So why aren't those 20,000 people watching any of your videos? Mm-hmm. Aren't they following? Are they all spamming? I don't know. So I've been looking into it for sure, because I would love to do that.
Well, what about like a retail job that involves entertainment?
Oh, like a game store?
Like a game store.
Fixing red boxes?
Or a Best Buy, or, you know, something more on the techie side of things.
I would, but, like, Best Buy and GameStop, like, every time I'm in there, I'm just like, I don't want to ever go in here again. Because, like, the employees come up to you, which is not a big deal, but they all, like, I don't know how to, like, you got to buy something, and they're like, do you want this DLC? Do you want this DLC? And then the last time I was in there getting Destiny, they lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, if you don't get the DLC at the end of October, you won't be able to play Destiny anymore. And I was like, in my head, I was like, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. It's like, I should have been like, I know more about video games than you.
Well, that's why you should take the job, don't you think? Educated should be the ones educating others, not...
That's the problem. I'm going to be too educated where it's, like, you got to be able to trick grandmothers. You gotta be able to trick people that don't really play games that are buying it for other people. You gotta trick, oh yeah, that game's fine.
Nick, I've worked
but
there.
It's not. You worked there years
no,
ago.
No, I worked there actually this exact time last year, all right? And it's not like that. There are the people who aren't educated about games and took the job because they needed a job, and then they screw everything up. And then there are the people who are, like, genuinely enjoy playing games, and all you basically do is just talk to, like, your employees and talk to people about games. That's it. You don't try and trick anyone. Sometimes you do, like, push a product and say, you know, hey, we got this sale, and we need to, like, push this sale, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to lie to people. I mean, I personally enjoyed it a lot.
Well, maybe I'll look into it, but, like, every time I'm in the GameStop, like, I'm glad I'm not, like, no offense to the other gender, but I'm glad I'm not female working at GameStop, because I went into a GameStop once, and there's two women working there, and I was getting, I link the Zelda game for the 3DS, or I forget what it's called. Crap. But anyways, these two girls are working there, and this like, guy, like, I don't want to say neckbeard, because I don't think he had a beard. But, like, he came in, he's just walked up to the counter and had these expensive chocolates. And he's like, I want to give you these girls these chocolates because you've been always good to me. And then he walked out and, like, the girls were like, oh, my God, that was so weird. And, like, I felt embarrassed for the entire gamer community. Uh-huh. I felt bad for my gender. I felt bad for the other gender. Yeah. Which I guess I could just say I feel bad for male and females involved. Mm-hmm. I was there. I had empathy for everybody except for the guy.
You came home and cried. It was just so
traumatic.
And
I was just like, and then I went up to the counter and then bought my games. And I was like, should I like try to break that? They're still talking about the guy. They're like, I can't believe that just happened. And I was just like,
should I talk about the chocolates and how I felt their awkwardness?
I forget what I said, but...
Yeah. Well, I think that those sort of situations occur...
I should have asked for the chocolates.
I think those situations occur outside of GameStop as well. Just like females in the video game world. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at YouTube that's comments true. Or Twitch chats. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that's
there true. Are people offer more than just their chocolates to women, all right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll look in the GameStop. It just seems like a crappy job. But you loved it there.
It wasn't the most paying job in the world, obviously.
Actually, I was going to ask that.
It doesn't...
You'll have to tell me off air if it was minimum
wage. It was minimum wage for me. But at the same time, like...
What?
It didn't feel like working, because I was just there talking about video games all the time, so...
Yeah, true.
And I got, like, I could take... as a GameStop employee, you get to rent games from GameStop. For free. You just write your name down, which game you took, and then go play it. So, nice. That was pretty awesome. And you get, like, there are really good deals for employees. Like, 35% off days on brand new items. So, like, a game will just come out, and I'm like, oh.
They're going to ask for my website.
you could advertise
your website.
They're
going to see this podcast.
I mean, hey.
What?
You could advertise.
Don't be surprised.
No, you could advertise your website.
Yeah, or, well, that could hurt me in the end. I might just be like, oh, my YouTube channel, Mr. Breaded Chicken. Oh.
I don't know. Generally, the people I talk to, some of them have tried YouTube who worked there. So I didn't feel too bad. I didn't talk about it at all. But some of them talked about their own experiences, so.
Yeah, I'll try. I don't know. After that one guy tried to get me to get the DLC, I felt uncomfortable. Yeah. And that would be my coworker. So.
After that and the chocolate guy.
Well, that was a different GameStop.
Still.
It still probably happens. Yeah.
Also, it was kind of awkward because I was like the only PC gamer. And
uh-oh.
That can get kind of awkward because...
What, they're giving you crap about it?
No, but like... Sometimes they'll get in arguments like, oh, well, I got a PS4, and I like the PS4 better than the Xbox One. And then they'll talk about Xbox One, and I'm like, and they'll ask me, and I'll be like, I just play free-to-play games on the PC.
Candy Crush.
Yeah, I play, like, Team Fortress 2, like, you know, good free-to-play games, or, like, indie games that I spend more time on than AAA.
I don't have a problem with it. I like consoles and PC.
Well, yeah, but generally, they'll, like... Some of these people are way knowledgeable about certain systems and, like, have played every single game that has come out. So, and then they'll have a conversation, like, a super in-depth conversation about, like, Ruin Factory on the DS and, like, the story. Yeah. And I'll be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, Kevin recently got a new job. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's a gamer that works at that. He's, like, he's known as, like, the gamer of the building. Uh-huh. And I guess in their break room, they have a Wii U, and they're all playing Mario Kart, and someone's like, oh, what do the coins do? And Kevin's like, oh, they make you go a little bit faster the more you collect. And, like, the gamer cut him off, and he's like, no! They're used to save up for some little store afterwards.
Well.
And I was like, I've never heard of the store before, but, like... I read it in the manual that the coins do make you go faster. Not a lot faster. Uh-huh. But they make you go faster. And I was just like, uh-oh, you better watch out for that guy.
Yeah. Well, I think Kevin
I thought that story was going to be better at before when I started.
Yeah, and I think also Kevin probably embellished it, and it wasn't like that big of a deal, so then you embellished him.
Oh, no, I embellished it.
Yeah, well, okay. So it wasn't even that big of a deal. The guy just like mentioning, oh, you can actually buy stuff in a store afterwards, and you're just like,
he told me another story though that's gaming related. They're all making their Miis on the Wii U, uh-huh. You know, the people that look like you, and Kevin made his look like him, whatever, uh-huh. And then he passed the controller to the next person who happened to be black.
Okay,
and he just took Kevin's character and just made him black and saved it. And they're like, what? You can't, that's just Aaron, but black.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. Everyone had a good laugh at the job, so I don't think there was any racial tension.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure the guy did it as a joke anyway, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so. I thought it was pretty funny.
That was funny.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, we've been talking about ourselves for a good bit here.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible.
Yeah. All right, let's
go through. Let's go through these quickly.
All right, you start, and then we'll talk about we'll talk about some of these in extent. I have one in particular I want to talk about.
All right, Roller Coaster Tycoon World, a new roller coaster game on PC for coming out 2015, early 2015. I love the Roller Coaster Tycoon games, so I am looking forward to this. I haven't played. I think they came out with a mobile one, but I haven't played it. But oh wait, I did start playing it, but it was like a freemium game where you had to pay and stuff afterwards. So I was disappointed in that, but a computer game, I have hopes. Hopefully they don't do the pay thing, but yeah, I have hopes.
Oh, also, adding on to that, the
I
believe the Apple Store no longer features freemium games in the free section.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there was like a whole thing about it. Like, people were getting really pissed off that freemium games were ending up in the free section, and then people would play the game and realize they have to buy stuff in order to actually get the full experience. So
yeah,
so Apple brought down the hammer. Yeah. And I think that was actually this week or last week, so this is kind of good timing.
I never heard of that, so that's good to know, I guess. But I don't download games on my phone.
Yeah, me neither. I just count I download the poop tracker, see how big my poops are every day.
Measure them. I don't even remember the last app I downloaded. I can tell you if you want to really.
No, I don't really care.
Oh, Yik Yak.
Great.
I've been talking to people a mile and a half radius from me.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. Oh, man.
Well, this is what I wrote this week. I've been writing like once a week, and I'll just say something and see where it goes. Uh-huh. And it's like, this week I just wrote, "Who's that pooping in the street?" And then someone replied, "That's just what the town smells like."
Wow, people really hate that town, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Most of the yaks are about how they hate this place. Oh my god. All
right.
Another one I wrote was like, my town name and then home to the world's biggest mini mall. Everyone liked that one. I got a couple upvotes.
Everyone liked it. Only a couple upvotes.
Well, not that many people are on Yik Yak around
here. I assume so. Yeah.
All right. We're not going to spend much time on this, and now we're talking about Yik Yak.
Yeah. So the next thing.
This one's just all over the place. We ate all the turkey. We ate all the pies. We're all hyped up.
The biggest piece of news that I think we can talk about right now is that Daisy is getting a price increase next week during, like, what the hell? Like, it's sale season, and it's getting an increase in price.
Yeah, that's a little odd. At least they're planning on adding more stuff. Last I heard, they were, like, done with the game, I guess. But now they have, like, a schedule on the link I posted on the document.
But still, like...
Yeah, I don't even know what they're increasing it $5.
Well,
for now, but then they plan to increase it again later on.
Let me just look up something here.
I do want to play DayZ. I haven't played it. Some people tell me it's awesome. Some people tell me it's stupid.
So. I find it to be just a walking simulator.
Oh, really?
But I only played the mod when it was out.
Oh. Yeah, I played State of Decay, which I have no idea if it's relatable, but it kind of looks like State of Decay.
So they're not at all the same. This is like a... this is like Arma, okay? You walk around this giant island, it's one of the largest in-game maps there is, and find either other people to kill or zombies to kill, and that's basically it. So, I mean, a lot of people say it's a walking simulator because the majority of the time you're walking or running.
Right.
So, that's a thing. Huh. All right, here we go. So, right now, DayZ is 15% off for $30. Okay? So, I believe this was actually cheaper earlier this year. I thought it was actually like $25.
There was a point where a Steam sale put it at $25.
So,
I remember that because I debated getting it or not, and I didn't.
So $25.
Guess I should have.
To $30, which it's still on sale because of the autumn sale.
Yeah.
But the actual price is $35. So next week the game will be $40. How insane is that?
Yeah.
Also,
I don't know. It's in. It's not a full game. It's like becoming a full game, so it gets more expensive.
Yeah.
Like Minecraft did it, like I mentioned before.
Also, breaking news. the Steam sale just started.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I bought game. Oh, I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. DayZ's getting more expensive. People that want it, besides me, already have it.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. I take back what. Moving on.
People who enjoy Dark Souls. People who enjoy the mod already have it, so.
Yeah. Dark Souls 2 released before Bloodborne. I didn't know.
I don't even know.
I knew it's getting re-released.
So it's getting re-released with all the DLC, with improved graphics, with improved multiplayer, with improved balances to weapons, with new bosses, kind of. They're like in-game moments between bosses. They're adding some stuff. Adding new NPCs. Yeah. Basically making it Dark Souls 2.1. Like, oh.
Good.
And they're bringing it to Xbox One, PS4, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. Thing is, people are kind of getting a little pissed off about this because...
Oh, really? I'm excited for it.
Well, this is the thing. So, this is what will trick a lot of people, because it will probably be on sale. Dark Souls 2 will probably be on sale during the Steam sale this week.
Yeah.
And you'll probably be able to buy it with all the DLC, correct?
Correct. But, oh, you won't get the graphics upgrade.
But here's the thing. So, there is going to be... There is not planned... a PC update for when all this new stuff... So right now, it is the From Software, the company who makes the game, has been asked by a lot of people, hey, you know, if I buy Dark Souls 2, will I get all the updated stuff when the update comes out? And they have not released any information on that.
I was actually thinking about getting it during the sale because it came out this year and I haven't played it yet.
And I honestly think we should. I think we should play it together. I think that'd be fun.
If I see a good deal, I don't know. I'll talk about the list of games I gotta play still later on. But
so
it's pretty big.
I don't know. That's a big thing for a lot of people is that, hey, I'm willing to buy the PC version right now because the sale is going to be happening. And I would love to get a graphic improvement and weapon balance and all this cool stuff when it happens.
Right.
But if you're going to force me to buy the game again, I'm not going to do that. Like,
yeah, it's I don't know. We don't have the information. They could just, they haven't answered yet.
But,
because it's Thanksgiving. They're too busy.
The other thing is that, so Dark Souls 2 is going to re-release after the new Souls game comes out. Like, what kind of, so Dark Souls 2 is basically competing against Bloodborne, which is the new Souls-like game, but it's only for PS4. So, it's like a really terrible idea to release after that comes out, because anyone on PS4 isn't going to be interested in buying Dark Souls 2 again. Unless it sucks, which I doubt Bloodborne sucks. I've heard so many good things about it, so I don't know. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho, Black Friday! Whoa!
Black Friday! Get them deals in your pocket!
Cyber Monday! Cash.
Titanfall's $5, people. I have never played it. Oh, I played the beta, and I liked it, but I never got it. I might get it.
If you get it, I'll get it. Maybe.
Okay, No. I didn't think you were getting
it. If I get it, you get it. If you get it, I don't know if I'll get it.
Yeah, exactly. Diablo 3, the game and the expansion, both $20 or $19.99.
Oh, that's good.
I was actually thinking of getting this for my brother for Christmas because he likes that. He likes Diablo 3. I was actually just talking to him about it, if he would play it, and he's like, "You don't get it for me now because I got schoolwork today." So we might wait on that. But yeah, what else is there? I don't even. World of Warcraft's $5.
Yeah.
There's other Blizzard stuff going on over there. Sims 4 is $30. I've not played it. I've heard bad things.
It's a Sims, dumbed down Sims 3 with better graphics.
That's what I've heard. And then the Steam sale's going on, which I'm looking at the page right now. Goat MMO Simulator's on sale, half off. I haven't played the MMO part yet. I will try to do that though. And the Evil Within is on sale, which I bought. I made a Black Friday video saying, oh, Evil Within is going to be $25 here. I was going to get it if they have it available. Well, I got it on Steam because it's $20.
So, oh, did you pick it up today?
Yeah, I just bought it before we
recorded. Yeah, and then there's Lords of the Fallen, which also came out like not too long ago, and it's PS4 and PC exclusive, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm not really...
Oh, that's more of like a Souls game, so don't even worry about it.
Yeah, I don't know. Then Counter-Strike is on sale.
Then it's always on sale.
Look at the page, you'll see it yourself.
Yeah, exactly, and you'll see it on...
When am I supposed to tell you everything?
Oh, man, there's a lot of games that crap, I don't want to spend all my money, man.
Battle Block Theater's on sale. I recommend that.
I don't want to spend all my money. Look, yeah, Battle Block Theater's 90% off.
Yeah, that's a good deal. If you want that game, you should get it.
Yeah, for sure.
It is fun.
It's a very good game.
I need to beat it.
And then I heard Vanishing.
I started playing with a friend, but then he gave up, I guess.
There's like all these games, man. Gaben praise the Gaben. For sure. I don't see a deal less than 40% off on the page right now. Oh, there's a 30.
Yeah, he's thankful.
Yeah, my goodness.
That man's thankful. Get that man a turkey. Look,
Civilizations Beyond Earth, 30% off, and that just came out, and that's been a big thing, man. It's nuts. Nuts.
It's good. It's till December
2nd. What was
2nd,
that?
So
one more time.
It's going to December 2nd. So wait. Don't buy everything at once. Wait to see if the games you want hit front page, because they'll be cheap.
And on December 2nd, there'll probably be a longer list of all the top purchase games. So there you go.
So if you don't find if you're waiting for a game, wait till December 2nd, unless you see it on front page right now.
Yeah.
Like the Evil Within, it's not going to get cheaper than 20 now.
That's for sure.
Or Goat Simulator. All right, let's move
on. Yeah, let's move on. This has been a really long podcast so far.
What?
Oh, maybe not. It's only four.
We're only at four, almost 40
yeah,
minutes.
True.
We're fine. We could go to an hour.
Yeah, we can go an hour.
Okay. I've been playing. What you've been playing? My thing is everything I've been playing this week. I made a video about. So if you want to know my thoughts on Escape from Dead Island or Little Big Planet 3, check out my reviews on them. And I also played Lethal League, which I made a video too, but it's not coming out until the day after the podcast comes out. So look forward to that. But Lethal League I've talked about for 2 weeks now. So you know my opinion on it.
Now, have you played any more of Assassin's Creed?
No. I have other games that I don't know.
Okay.
It has a bad taste in my mouth. I'm still waiting.
All right.
Though, I do have to do a little shout-out or a recommendation that... the YouTube channel Hot Pepper Gaming, where they eat a hot pepper and then review a game, they just did a review on Assassin's Creed Unity, and I thought it was really funny, and I thought it was great. Go check that out. I think it was one of the best reviews I've seen in a while.
Wow.
So, the reason being, if you watch it, you're like, why? Why? It's just, they made it very entertaining, and their video edits are funny and whatnot, so... I enjoyed it a lot.
Nick, giving a shout out.
They need a pepper. There's a shout out, even though they don't need it.
Yeah. Shout out, Nick!
Whatever. Okay, we're going to go to Quinn and then come back to me about the games I have to play.
So. Oh, okay. So, that sounds perfect. So, I have basically been playing these games for like the last 3 weeks, but it's been interesting. So usually Team Fortress 2 has been the bread and butter, like, oh, I play the most of that, you know, never really gets old. But recently I've been playing Lethal League like I've been playing TF2. Now, you've talked about this before, but when you like play Team Fortress 2, you don't really have to think about anything, you just play the game, right? And you have a good time. And lately I've been feeling like that with Lethal League, where I don't really have to think about anything, I just like look at the screen and stuff happens. And even though that sounds like I'm not really having a good time because I'm just staring at the screen, that's usually when I enjoy playing the most, because I don't really have to focus on anything. I can just sort of hang out.
True.
Lately, that's what Lethal League has been turning into. It's been turning into one of the games I'll probably just continue playing for until there's no one else to play against, and I'll just hit the ball against the wall. But, like, I don't know, I've just been playing it more and more and more and more than I usually have, and it's just been really fun. Now, Binding of Isaac, on the other hand, which I was super into about 2 weeks ago, and I probably spent like 24 hours within the first week on the game. Just like, I spent lots and lots of time. And recently, right. I've been spending less and less time, and I'm not as excited about it anymore.
I couldn't get into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's fine. There's nothing wrong. When I play it, I don't find anything wrong with it. I just, I'm like, oh, this isn't as fun as I feel like everyone's making it out to be.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Rogue Legacy was way better, even though they're, like, they're different.
Yeah, they're way different.
But, like, the idea of, like, random, you know, dungeons and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then whatever. That's what I enjoy. I like, it was way more fast paced. And I'm like, why don't we have an update to that game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. But I'd love Team Meat. I love their games. So
it's not a Team Meat
too
game,
much.
So.
Oh, it's not. It's just, oh,
no,
it isn't?
Team Meat is Edmund and the other white guy. This is just Edmund and a bunch of random people.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I guess I'm not.
Yeah, you're not into it.
Knowledgeable.
I get it. But
yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But yeah. I think
I don't know. It's just slow paced.
I think that's also part of it too. Is that it feels really slow paced, and now that they included like a timer on it, like I'll be playing, and I'm like, I've been playing this same life for like 45 minutes, and I haven't really accomplished anything. And then compared to like Lethal League or TF2, I could just spend that 45 minutes and get through like 3 or 4 games. And
yeah. Though the network problems,
oh yeah, Lethal
are
League,
real pain.
The one thing it has is that the online matchmaking is so terrible.
Yeah, it's really like,
it's unplayable.
I want to be like, oh, this is going to be one of my very top games, and like then I see the network thing and I'm like, oh, it's slipping.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to have an update eventually on it.
They gave us a new character before fixing it. That's what I don't
understand. Well, I think actually it was better when they released the new character. I think it also made some bugs. So I'm not sure on that because I didn't play online.
All that DICE's fault.
Yeah, all DICE's fault. They should have used my voices.
Yeah, exactly. They should use Quinn's.
Then the
voice.
Online would
rally
be perfect.
On.
Yeah.
Rally on, guys. Rally on.
So,
All right.
The last game was just Minecraft, and I've actually been, so I think I'm in the same boat as you. I don't know if you're in the same boat as me, though. That after after Minecraft started getting, like, let's say after Notch stopped working on it, and
yeah,
he kind of handed it to the rest of his team, and then Microsoft picked it up. Like, I haven't played it at all, if ever, because I didn't really care, because yeah, there was so much in the game that I couldn't really wrap my head around. Like, okay, well, now there are like filters or something that you can put in the chests, and they'll like all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, I'm not interested. I liked Minecraft because it was simple. And there's just so much crazy stuff going on that I'm not really digging it. But lately,
yeah,
I've been playing and I've been having a really good time. But at the same time, I'm not using all the complicated stuff because I don't know how to. But I'm happy that Minecraft is like still a thing and still like,
yeah, Minecraft's still fun.
Yeah, Minecraft. I'm still happy that I can have fun in Minecraft and like just excavate a whole mountain. And
I just like playing with friends and just talking in Skype and chatting. It's another one of those games where too much is like concentrating.
Yeah.
You know?
So I don't know. I've been having fun with Minecraft as well.
Nice.
Now, what are these games you have to play?
Okay, this is what I did.
All right.
I went to Wikipedia and I was like, okay, what games came out in 2014?
Mm-hmm.
I made two lists. And this is to help for my top 10 video, the end of the world video. I don't know.
End of the world video, wow.
Yeah. And I went through each game. Oh, well, I didn't go through each
okay.
game.
What are you trying to say here, Nick?
I copied each game that I played and put it on a Word document.
Okay.
And then, except for the games where I'm like, there's no way that's going to be on my top 10. I played it and I didn't like it. No way it's being on the top 10. So I did all the like my favorite games for the year, and I got to like 15. And then I added all the games that I have or will need to play by the end of the year. Uh-huh. And this is what I have for the game. These are the games that I haven't played that I want to play because I think they might be on my list. Costume Quest 2, Bayonetta 2, Far Cry 4, Super Smash Bros. Wii U, Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker, Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris, The Tales of Borderlands, The Evil Within, and then I gotta play the Goat Simulator.
Oh.
Update at some point. And, like, I'm trying to think... Oh, and The Crew.
Uh-huh.
Depending on if there's bugs or not. Like, if I hear there's a lot of bugs, I'm not getting But, this is what I ended up at. I did get Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. I found a good deal on it, and I got a Steam code for it. And then I went to Green Man Gaming. They're doing a 25% off anything in the store deal. And I was like, I almost bought Tales of, because I just found out Tales of Borderlands was like, oh, it's coming out tomorrow. And I was like, what? I thought it was coming out next year. Uh-huh. And I was like, crap, I have to play that. I love Borderlands.
Yeah.
So I go to Steam and it's $2 off. And I was like, I wonder if Green Man Games selling it. They are. So I'm like, oh, I'll use the 25% off. Took off like $6.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, I'll just get it through here. I buy it and whatnot. And then it was like, here's your activation code. And I go to type it in Steam and whatever. And seems like this is invalid. Turns out I got the Telltale version of it where you download it through their website. So I have like a DRM free copy of it, but I don't have a Steam copy, which is like the most classic first world problem I could ever have. Where it's like, oh no, it's on my Steam library.
Oh, that sucks.
Which lately I've been trying to get to 1,000 sometime soon so I can make a video. I'm pretty close.
You're just buying games so that you can get closer to 1,000.
I'm at 937 games.
Jeez.
So I'm, yeah, there's so many games I gotta play. I just got Evil Within. I gotta play that. Captain Toad, I definitely got. Like, I was actually thinking about the video we did where our top 10 anticipated games. Uh-huh. And, like, what of those games, like, which ones are gonna make it on my top 10?
Yeah.
And, like, some of them aren't on there. And I'm like, oh. And, like, but I have to play them.
Yeah.
Like, Captain Toad was on there. The Crew was on there. Super Smash Bros. Was on there. I don't. And then the other ones I played. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of funny if we, like, think about what we thought was going to be, like, the most anticipated. And then, like, in reality, there was so many games that weren't even, like, announced that just came out.
Yeah.
And, like, were really good. Like, Shadow of Mordor, for instance.
Yeah.
Like,
really good.
One of the better games this year and had zero to no, like, advertisement compared to all these other games.
One of the games I anticipated was Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. Uh-huh. And I was anticipating that game when it was first announced, like, 4 years prior of making that video. And then it came out, and I got it, and I played, like, an hour or two.
Yeah.
And it was, the thing is, it was really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here now, and I'm like, why haven't I played more of it?
Yeah.
So there must be something that's stopping me. I don't know. Maybe it was I think it was the Professor Layton side of it.
Oh.
That guy kind of bores me sometimes.
Yeah, it is very, like, puzzle heavy.
Yeah. So I like to, I don't know. I need to go back to it, though. But I have so many of these other games that I've already played it. I know a somewhat of an opinion on it, you know?
Funny thing is that my most anticipated, I believe, was Assassin's Creed Unity. And that...
For you?
Yeah, I believe that's what I said.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't even on my list.
So I think that was my most anticipated because I liked the idea of having, like, co-op and being able to play with people.
Oh, yeah.
And from what has come of Assassin's Creed Unity, that was, like, the farthest off I could have, like...
Yeah, what a punch in the face.
Yeah, my God. That was...
They're like, okay, we're going to have the cover, so it shows four guys, so it looks co-op-y, and then I have, like, two missions.
Yeah, I have two missions, and the game's broken, and sorry, it only runs at, like, 24 frames per second.
Yeah. Hey, what you gonna do?
I'm gonna sue, Nick. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna sue. That's a weird alley.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Oh, you knew
Yeah,
that.
I did know.
right, let's move on. It's that time of year, Black Friday.
And Cyber Monday, the sale season deals.
I don't know why you're so big on Cyber Monday. Like, I never find a really good deal on Cyber Monday.
Well, for me, I'm just looking for computer parts, because a lot of computer parts go on sale on Cyber Monday as well. So,
yeah, I guess. But, what, Quinn, what's the greatest deal you've ever got on Black Friday?
I think...
You want me to come back to
you? Yeah, you go first. I'll clarify later.
Okay, it was 2 years ago.
All right.
Black Friday. I'm camping in front of Amazon. You know how they're like, oh, this is what's going to be on sale, but you don't know what it is until the timer's up? It was an Xbox 360 with Kinect and something else. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what that something else was. And I was like, I had the idea, oh, I'm going to get my parents an Xbox 360, depending what this deal is. And I was like, if it's $200, I'll get it. And like, I was on cheapassgamer.com, and the rumor was that it was $150. Mm-hmm. So that timer went on. Luckily, I had the one click buy.
Oh.
Automatically buys it. Clicked as soon as possible, and I got it. It was sold out like a second later.
Jeez.
And it was like, yeah. And then I never saw it that cheap with the Kinect.
Ever again.
Like, again.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that cheap.
I've never seen it. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. Like, well, it's kind of, but you get games with it, so it's not. No. Like, they're selling the Xbox 360 with a couple games so they can keep it at 200. Yeah. So, yeah, I've never seen that good of a deal again. I think that's the best deal I've ever gotten. So, I was very happy. But there was other times, like, the first time... Oh, you can tell.
All right.
Unless you want more time.
You can actually say yours, because mine's going
to... Well, I was going to just say the first time, like, I remember my first Black Friday that I can remember. Mm-hmm. I just remember it was, like, Thanksgiving. My dad's looking at the newspaper at the deals, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, the deals. The deals. So this was the PS2 days. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at it, and I was like... I was like, Mother of God. Spider-Man 2, the video game, for $20 at Best Buy.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I have to get this. And then we just went, like, we didn't even wait in line. We just, like, went in the afternoon.
And got it.
And it was still there. And I was like, oh, I have to get this.
Yeah.
And then it turned out to be one of the, actually, maybe the best movie video game of all time. Still, like, Sean and I still talk about it, being like, yeah, it was good. I need to replay it one of these days to make sure it still, like, lives up to what I'm hyping it up to be. But, like, yeah, I had more fun with, like, Spider-Man 2, the video game, than, like, Shadow of Mordor or...
Jeez.
Anything. Yeah, it was good. Like, being Spider-Man, being able to go across the city, swinging webs, the story was good. It was just a really good time.
Jeez,
you could deliver pizzas if you wanted to. You take pictures of yourself. You do Spider-Man stuff. And, like, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero, so I love that.
Oh, that's why. I bet you've seen some Spider-Women videos. No one knew. Anyways,
like superhero heroine stuff?
Super heroine stuff? Yeah, I guess, probably.
I've seen cosplay.
You've dabbled.
I dabbled in it. All right, what's
your
favorite?
Guess I have two. One is when I was not working at GameStop, and the GameStop story of me getting a deal wasn't necessarily Black Friday, but it was around that time. It was that week, I think. And so before that, let me just talk about my non-like GameStop story. It was also at Best Buy. I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was when Assassin's Creed Revelations came out. And it had just come out. It was like, it came out in November, I believe, or maybe October. And I was like, I'm not going to get it until it's pretty cheap. And usually I just, like, I don't look at the sales. I just go to different stores and just walk around.
Really?
Yeah, I get up really early in the morning.
That's weird. That sounds bizarre.
Well, okay, so I...
That sounds like it's horrible.
I do skim on the sales, but I don't plan to buy anything. Like, I don't say, oh, I'm going to go buy a bunch of games and stuff. Because usually I save money versus spending it. And
Right.
Like, if I...
No, that's very interesting. Like, I wouldn't want to go to the stores being that packed and just walk around.
Oh, I think it's just interesting. Like, just walking around. Oh.
We're two different people.
Yeah, we are. So...
That's true.
I go into the store, and I'm, like, seeing all these people, you know, running around buying stuff, and it's, like, 3 in the morning or something. Like, I didn't go super early because I knew I wasn't going to really buy much, so I just came later, which is still pretty early in the morning. But I get there, and they have this just bin, a bin filled to the brim, which is, like, brand new sealed video games. And I'm like, what the hell is this bin for? Like, it's not even organized. They're all just, like...
There's no sign.
There's not even, like, a sign. They're all just thrown, like, into this bin. And I'm like, okay. And I start looking through this bin, and I'm seeing, like, all these brand new games for, like, $20. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? And so I think I picked up Assassin's Creed Revelations and Skate 3... for like $20 each. Nice. And I was like, wow, that was...
Oh yeah, Skate.
Yeah,
Skate. You gotta get that.
Yeah, I gotta get that Skate 3, man. I gotta get that Skate.
Assassin's Creed, no, no big deal, but Skate.
I think I got the Assassin's Creed game just because I don't know. I was into Assassin's Creed back then.
Right.
And then my GameStop deal was I took advantage of the fact that their sales intertwined with one of the employee appreciation days.
Nice.
And I took advantage of the fact that I had like points on my GameStop card or whatever.
That's awesome.
So employee appreciation days are 35% off, right?
Okay.
They're 20% off, and then with your GameStop card you get 15 extra percent, so it ends up being 35 because and then I had like buy two get one free thing, and it wasn't for used copies, it was for brand new copies of games, and I ended up buying 6 games that day. I bought Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which I actually sent during the Reddit Christmas gift exchange, so I was secret Santa-ing for someone. And I bought them a brand new copy of Black Flag, which was pretty awesome of me. I might,
it's better than the gift I got. My secret.
Yeah, I mean, I went all out a little bit. So I got Black Flag, Last of Us, GTA 5, and then like 3 games I just wanted to try out. And man, wow. I spent probably, I think I spent like $100 on 6 brand new games.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was really proud of myself.
Yeah, that's a good deal right there.
And I think I actually...
That's a good deal!
I think I actually broke some GameStop rules, because, like, technically I couldn't do the buy two, get one free thing twice and have all of it be... Like, I couldn't use all of the percentages off that I used, but the guy ringing me up didn't really care that much, because I told him my plan, and he's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, sure. And then he just believed me, and I got all this percent off. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. It was nice.
It was a good story, man. Yeah,
it
was a good deal. You got Secret Santa got something.
Yeah, and they were happy, too. I was kind of pissed off, because I was like, you know what, man? That person's going to get to the front page of, like, r/gaming, and they're going to be like, look what my Secret Santa got me. He got me the, you know, brand new game. How awesome. And then, like, nothing. Nothing. He just posted like a picture. He's like, oh, awesome. And then there was like 3 thumbs up. I'm like, screw you, guy.
What? What else is he supposed to do?
Well, it wasn't his fault. But, like, I expected it to go further than it was going.
I think we all have that. Like, oh, I'm going to submit something to Reddit and then I'm going to go to bed. And then you have like this fantasy where you wake up and like it's on front page. Yeah. Everyone loves you.
I've done that before.
And like you always wake up and it's like zero points. I've done that. And like someone's mad.
But I didn't like, I put a picture of the orange box and I told you the story where like I posted it and it was on the wrong day. And I was like, 10 years ago, the orange box came out or something. Or like 5 years ago, the orange box came out. And it was on the wrong day. And yet it got like 2,000 upvotes. And I'm like, yes. And, like, the top comment was, like, it didn't come out this day. It comes out in, like, a week or something. It's the anniversary in, like, a week. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I've never had success on Reddit. The last time I really posted anything original that wasn't like a game review, it was just like on shower thoughts. Kevin said, like, when you go to sleep, if you don't go to sleep, your body will put you to sleep eventually, or something like that. And like, we posted on shower thoughts, and we're like, yeah, that's pretty good, I guess. Yeah. It's not the best thing, but maybe someone will like it. And then someone's like, wow, if you don't sleep, you die. I'm unscribing from shower thoughts. And we're like, it's technically a shower thought. He didn't say it. He's like, it's not.
Oh my God.
I don't know. He got upset though that I'm
unsubscribing from this entire like subreddit because Nick's post was so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. I think the best that was actually like my content was we're making BLTs for dinner.
Oh, I know.
And I had five or six BLTs lined up and none of them had bacon on them yet. And I had just like this huge thing of bacon in my hands. And I said, sandwiches about to get baconed. And then I think I got like 600 upvotes and it's on top all times on r/sandwiches. It is not the top, but is on that page or the second page or something. So
apparently, yeah, I've seen this picture and they are pretty nice sandwiches.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I need to post to r/grilledcheese next. I got some award winning pictures of my grilled cheese.
I posted my review to our game reviews. Though I think that whole subreddit is just other game reviewers.
It is. I mean, I'm subscribed to it, but I don't. Yeah, I don't really watch much. I saw yours.
I watch it once in a while. I'll watch if like a review's under 5 minutes. That's how I like them. I'll watch it, and if they're good, I'll be like, "Oh, this guy's pretty good." And I'll subscribe and comment and whatnot. Like there's a YouTuber, Best for a Buck. Uh-huh. I just discovered him. It's kind of a new channel, but he's been doing YouTube for like 5 years. The same amount of time I've been doing it. I like his review. He does like indie reviews and whatnot. And he was streaming the other day and I talked to him. He's a pretty good guy. So check out Best for a Buck.
Nick's giving them shout outs today.
I'm giving them a shout out again, guys. yeah, cool guy. So that's what I like about art. Like I see other reviews and I can talk to other people in the, not the business, I don't know, the business, I guess.
Just in the same, like, community.
Yeah, people share their stories. I like hearing them. So, there you go. Oh, I never asked you, are you gonna get Little Big Planet 3? Because you're a Little Big Planet freak.
I'm not and a I freak like it. Man, all right?
And I like the game. So if I liked it,
I'll get it.
Then you should like
I'll,
it.
I'll get right? it.
It's. I feel like it's going to be on your top 10 if you get it.
That's it probably will this. Be, but the thing is, like, I don't know if I'd be posting videos on it.
Oh, you don't have
to. Yeah, but the thing is, like...
Well, you have that 15-day challenge.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I've had some thoughts on what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to release those thoughts just yet.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, like, I posted that Little Big Planet for your review. Love the game, very good. The frame rate was bad at times, and some of the loading times were to the point where I was like, okay, this is getting a little long. Mm-hmm. And then, but everything else, I loved the game. I thought it was the level design was awesome. But not reading my review, but then I saw that other review where the guy was crapping on the game.
Really?
And yeah, he was saying it was frustrating, that it was hard, it was unfair, and I was like, I just played Escape from Dead Island, which I thought the exact thing he's saying. But then I played Little Big Planet 3, and I was like, oh, this is super easy.
Wow.
And, like, because, like, but his examples were he ran into a glitch, which sucked. But I never had that glitch, so maybe that's why. But the glitch was, like, oh, at the beginning of this one level, the bird character was invisible for a split second, which would throw you off.
Oh, how game breaking.
Yeah, but like Escape from Dead Island, like I described it, I felt I described it pretty good, where it's like checkpoint, unskippable, boring cutscene, hard part. die from hard part, you start over.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on. You couldn't put the checkpoint somewhere else or make it the scene skip?
Or like right after the scene?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the not the final boss, but one of the final bosses was you get the checkpoint, you walk over to the battle. There's three, you fight three like ghost looking characters. You kill them, very easy characters to defeat. Cutscene where the guy has deja vu, but then there's one thing different, and then the boss comes out. And like the cutscene's like 30 seconds probably, or maybe even 20, yeah, which doesn't seem long, but when you have to keep watching it. And then the boss like kills you in like 2 to 3 hits.
Oh my god.
And it's like, come on. And like the dodging system's bad, so.
And the game's just bad.
Yeah, the game was just bad. But then Little Big Planet, I was like, there's checkpoints everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's like a super forgiving game.
Yeah, it's like the last level was fantastic. Like, there was hard parts, mm-hmm, sure, but they were like, they weren't in pot. They're like, there was times where it was like, oh, come on. And then you keep trying, but like, the thing is, like, there's no loading between you and the checkpoint.
Oh, yeah, you just immediately spawn right there.
Escape from Dead Island, there was some loading as well. Man. I didn't even mention that. So, I don't know what that guy was so frustrated about.
This game's too hard. Platforming is too hard.
What? Transforming?
Platforming.
Oh.
Yeah, transforming's too hard.
The bird was the hardest to, like, control, but that's the bird because you're... There's this move where you're doing this dive, and you go faster.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, do a swing, like a bird does. It controls like a bird, which is a good thing.
Well, there you go.
And I think that was maybe the front, because it was, like, you had to fly in between electrical, like, walls, and if you touched them, you died, and you went by the checkpoint. And there was, like, he mentioned, like, if you died 5 times, it restarts, like, the whole level. Uh-huh. I don't think that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know if that's true, because I don't know if I've died at one place 5 times.
That was true with Little Big Planet 1. I think, actually, Little Big Planet 2 and the Vita version, which I have, they introduced infinite checkpoints so that you continually respawn just from the same spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I read a review for Little Big Planet 1.
Maybe. That could be possible.
Now that I think about it, maybe I did.
So they didn't have birds in Little Big Planet 1. It was just the sack boy.
Oh, yeah. He did mention the bird. So it must have been 3.
Maybe.
I don't know. All
right. Black Friday deals. Little Big Planet 3.
This is the longest podcast we've done.
Oh, really?
So.
Well.
Yeah, we're at almost 110. An hour and
110 minutes.
Yeah. No one's gonna listen to this. Now I gotta plug my Amazon link.
Chief, you still here?
Chief, if you hear this, I want to know in the comments that you heard this part.
Oh man,
you better respond, Chief. I'm gonna be disappointed if you did. But Chief always cracks me up because whenever he's in a stream, he's like, "Oh, I'm in school. I can't hear what you guys are saying." So I just always imagine him at school. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, he's not, he's like, he has the podcast open, but he's not actually listening because he's at school.
He just has it in his pocket, like, open. And then, like, when someone else, like, says something in the chat, he's like, oh, I have to respond. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. All right, so, yeah, click that. There'll be an Amazon link in the description. Click
then
that.
Buy stuff.
Buy some Black Friday stuff. Yeah. Give me some money.
Yeah,
you know?
get Nick some money.
I'm trying to get people to click stuff. Like, I've been even putting in reviews, and I feel sneaky at times, but I'm like, everyone else does it! I get to do it, too!
It's almost Christmas, so, you know, buy Nick something nice.
Yeah, buy me their first day of Christmas.
Oh, let's not go there.
Holy night! What else are we? Oh, follow me on Twitter, OrganizeRemain, twitch.tv/OrganizeRemain. Subscribe to OrganizeRemain's YouTube. Go to youtube.com/OrganizeRemain.
Go to OrganizeRemain's.
Backloggery.com/OrganizeRemains. Xfires.com/OrganizeRemains. Follow me on Tinder and OkCupid, OrganizeRemains.
All you ladies out there. Yeah. Well, I can't even. I was gonna say, what's her name? Next Level or something? One.
Oh, just another level.
But she has a boyfriend, so I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
she lives in another state too, hey, so it'd never work out.
You can make it work. Get that. Well, not.
Nah, it's
fine. Not gonna even go there. Anyways.
Now she's gonna think it's now it's gonna be awkward between us. Thanks a lot.
Hey,
Quinn.
Man, I told her you're mine. So.
That's true.
You can tell follow her that. Me at Twitch.tv Quindon.
Well, we might as well tell everyone that they can go shop at her shop.
You got a shop? Oh yeah, her shop. That's true. No, shout her outs shop. Today is the day for shout outs.
Yeah, this is the day of shout outs. If you didn't get one, I guess you don't matter to us.
Let me get the exact website. I believe it's Etsy.com. Just another. No, Etsy.com/shop/just a level.
Just a level.
Just
okay.
Just a level. Yep.
Alright. There you go. Buy some art.
Buy yourself there. Some pixel hair barrettes or Legend of Zelda treasure chests. Minecraft potted plants.
I actually bought a Link to the Past link in Sprite
Beater. Oh, in the frame?
On a frame.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It's behind me and I like looking at it sometimes. Like, I'll turn my chair around and I'll just look at it.
Is that the
nice.
triple one? Triple frame? There's three of them? Three?
No, it's not the triple frame. It's not on the shop anymore because I bought it.
Oh, there's only one per thing? Oh, interesting.
Well, yeah, but she does custom orders. She's actually really, like, busy right now. But, so, send in a bunch of orders.
I guess so. I got one in mind, but I'm not going to say it to you because then you'll know which game is on my top 10, so.
Lethally.
Nope, I'm not saying it.
Candyman.
I'm not saying it.
Oh, no, Dice.
I'm not saying Early it. On.
Rally on.
She a freak.
Wait, we didn't go to Quindus Gaming twitch.tv/QuindusGaming, Mr. Breaded Chicken on YouTube, at Quindus Gaming, at Mr. Breaded Chicken, tinder.com/ Mr. Breaded Chicken, QuindusGaming.com. DeviantArt.com/QuindusGaming. See you later, freaks.